Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Samachas, Nida 68. Today's Daf Yomi discusses the preparations that a woman takes in preparation for the mikvah, and this is called a chafifa, that a woman is obligated to do a chafifa, a cleaning of herself before the mikvah. Now, biblically speaking, all those who are obligated to immerse, they need to immerse without any chatzitza, any interposition between their bodies and the water, as it states in the verse, Leviticus 14:9, v'rachatzas b'saroba mayim v'taher. You should immerse your flesh in the water and be purified. And so we see from the fact that it says your flesh in the water, that means that your flesh has to touch the water, the entire flesh, without any interposition. And so therefore, our sages learned that that even if the interposition is in the hair, that's also going to be problematic, and that's going to be considered to be disqualifying the immersion. And so therefore, Ezra the scribe, Ezra Sofer, according to Baba Kama 82a, he instituted that every woman who comes to immerse in the mikvah, she really needs to do what's called a chafifa before the immersion, and that is a proper cleaning of her entire body before the immersion. And the Gemara discusses how exactly the immersion needs to take place, the cleansing of the body, the chafifa needs to take place. And also the Gemara discusses when exactly is it supposed to take place, that the Gemara suggests that initially the real time to do it is during the day before the mikvah and not at night, because the concern is that if the woman does this chafifa at night, she's going to do it in a rushed manner and therefore it will be problematic. So therefore, since we've established going to the bottom of 67b, then going to the top of 68a, the Gemara has established that at that point the Gemara thinks that the best time to do this chafifa is during the day and then to immediately immerse in the mikvah right after that. So Ibayuhu, the Gemara therefore says the following question, Isha ma hu shetachof b'layla v'titbo b'layla. So can a woman do this chafifa at night and then immerse immediately following that at night as well? So about this, Mar Zutra says it's permitted. V'Rav Chinan Misura says it's osera. So Rav Chinan Misura prohibits to do the chafifa at night, and Mar Zutra permits it. So in this context comes along Amrei Rav Ada or Rav Chinan Misura. So Rav Ada challenges him. How can you say it's prohibited to do a chafifa at night? Wasn't there once an incident about the wife of Abba Mari, who was the Reish Galusa? The Reish Galusa was the person who was considered to be the head of all the Jews of Babylon, the political head. And so therefore, Abba Mari was the head of it. And what happened was that he and his wife, Ikut, they got into a... They were brogues. They weren't getting along in Rahman al-Atslan. And so therefore, as a result of this, the Gemara uses the word ikut, which some say comes from the expression arbaim shana akut bedor. And Rashi says, what does the word akut bedor means? That for 40 years God fought with the Jews in the desert, and so therefore the Reish Galusa and his wife were having issues and they weren't getting along, and so therefore it seemed like she didn't want to immerse on the night of the mikvah. So Azul Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ufayuse. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak went to try and appease her. So why is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak getting involved? So there are other sources indicate that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was the Av Bezdin. He was the head of the court, and he was also the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa. So he went to try and make peace between his mother-in-law and his father-in-law, and he also had the standing because he was the head of the court. V'amri lei, and so when he went to her and tried to get her to immerse, she said to him, Ma'isa hashta, how come you're coming now to try and convince me to immerse in the mikvah? And the implication is, tiske aisil machar, it would be sufficient if I'll immerse tomorrow. And so therefore, she's saying to him, why are you coming now? I could just go tomorrow. So Rav Nachman understood that what was she saying as a result of this, viyada maika amrei. Rav Nachman understood that she was really trying to say to him something else, that she can't. And she can't go to the mikvah tonight anymore because she didn't do the chafifa, that she had to do the chafifa during the day. And so therefore, since she hadn't gone to the mikvah, since she hadn't done the chafifa yet, therefore she can no longer do the chafifa that night, and she can't immerse that night. And so therefore she's saying that it's prohibited for her to go at night because she didn't do the chafifa. So this implies that the whole point why she hadn't gone to the mikvah was not because she was in a fight with her husband, but because she didn't do a chafifa, and so therefore she wasn't allowed to halachically. And about this, Rav Nachman responded to her, Amar, he said, Dudei chasart, meaning to say, are you missing any hot water? You could do it now. Tashdake chasart, are you missing a chair to sit upon in the bathhouse? Avde chasart, are you missing servants to help you prepare the water? Meaning to say, Rav Nachman was saying to her, yeah, of course, you can do the chafifa tonight. You have all the tools you need. And what are the tools you need? You need hot water, and you need a chair, and you need servants. And if you do all that, then you'll have a sufficient. And so we see from here that this is a question on the position of Rav Chinan Misura, who says that in order to do the chafifa, that you're not allowed to do the chafifa at night. But we see from here that Rav Nachman was saying that you are allowed to do this at night. We see from here a chafifa is something that required the entire body. You need to be sitting down. You needed hot water. Sometimes you needed help in order to do it properly. But we also see from here a more fundamental point, that this was a situation where the wife of the Resh Guta was well versed in the matters of Jewish law, and we know that she was, if this is the same Rav Nachman, was the Av Bezin, who was married to Yalta, and so therefore her daughter was also well versed in Jewish law. We see a pride amongst the women of that family that they were capable of standing toe to toe with the leading rabbis of the generation when it came to matters of practice of Jewish law.